Okay. Hey, co-op listeners. This is Lynn Coles here with another InTouch interview. And we are, the purpose of this program is to keep Central Texans and people in Texas in general connected to the organizations who can be support systems to them during the COVID crisis. And the Bridge Collective has been an amazing support system for many people across the state of Texas and around the country also in getting women and people their access to reproductive rights. And today I am talking with a core member of the Bridge Collective, and her name is Shannon Black. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, sure. So let's talk a little bit about the Bridge Collective in general, and then I'd like to hear a little bit about how you found it. What does the Bridge Collective do exactly?
Sure. So right now, the Bridge Collective operates as a practical support network, providing rides and other services to people seeking abortion care in the Central Texas area. So what that looks like is essentially providing drives to and from appointments if the person can't access or get access to the clinic in another way. Mm-hmm. We also will provide overnight lodging if needed. So if a patient is coming from out of town and they have to stay overnight, mm-hmm. our volunteers will open up their homes for that person to stay. Yeah. And we also will provide childcare as needed. So if the clinic doesn't allow kids into the clinic, our volunteers can kind of hang out with the kids while the person is seeking the medical care. So we just operate right now as a practical support.
Mm-hmm.
Central Texas.
Gotcha. It broke up a little bit there because we're having an internet phone call. But so I just want to repeat for listeners that it's a practical support network for people seeking abortion care across the state of Texas. That's a really helpful rundown. So are kids allowed at all in clinics right now? I'm just curious.
Yeah, so not right now.
Okay.
Right now, most clinics have are only opening their door to the patient and the patient only. Mm-hmm. So that has increased some people's inability to get access as much as they want, because they also at this point now will need to find that child care.
Right.
But yeah, most clinics at this point, just because of COVID-19, for the health and safety of everyone in the clinic, as well as the patients, are limiting it to one person only. So the patient only.
Wow. Gotcha. In a situation where it like really helps to have somebody there to just like hold your hand, I imagine.
Right. Yeah.
So let's see, are there only, abortion clinics in Central Texas right now?
No, there are clinics in other areas of Texas.
Gotcha.
Our limit right now is just because we are an Austin-based clinic.
Mm-hmm.
An Austin-based organization. We focus mainly on Austin area clinics, but there are ones outside of the Central Texas area, as far as like, they go all the way to like El Paso, places like that. We just don't have the network in there. There are other organizations across the state, though, that will cover those regions.
Oh, good. That's wonderful to know. So let's see, if somebody, what's the farthest out that you've ever organized a ride and an overnight stay and even childcare for somebody? How far does your network go?
So right now, the Bridge Collective typically operates within a 100-mile radius, which means that Killeen is typically the farthest that we've gone.
Mm-hmm.
We are, however, trying to expand our services along the I-35 corridor. So we are trying to get more volunteers, mm-hmm. Especially now because trainings and interviews and everything are online. We're trying to get people from places like San Antonio out to Waco. So right now I know the furthest we've had recently was someone who did get a drive to a San Antonio clinic. And so we are trying to expand our services all along the I-35 corridor because that is where a lot of clinics are located in our area. And so we're trying to get drivers out there. But I would say the furthest that I can think of in recent recollection would be San Antonio.
Gotcha. Well, what a huge undertaking in just logistics and coordination. I imagine that there are like lots of people involved in this, and especially just in terms of like organizing the rides from one place to another, finding out who's nearby and like what kind of even like what how much gas they have in their car. How does that process look for y'all just on a day to day?
So the day to day basis on how we get drivers coordinated with the people requesting the rides is we have volunteers that manage the hotline. So mm-hmm. every volunteer who manages has like a day. And then a person who wants to utilize our service will call in, they'll mm-hmm. leave a voicemail, and then we'll reach back out.
Gotcha.
And then we essentially just alert all of our active volunteers. We have about 60 active volunteers that take rides.
Mm-hmm.
And we just say, hey, someone in Killeen needs a drive to this clinic in South Austin. Let us know if you're willing to take this drive.
Yeah.
And then the volunteer lets us know. And then we kind of just coordinate the drop-off time, the pickup time, how far the drive is going to be, things like that with the driver and the patient all together.
Yeah.
And that's how we'll get the drives together.
Gotcha. Well, let's see. So 60 volunteers, that's a great volunteer base, but you said you are seeking more volunteers now. Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, we are always seeking volunteers. And again, we're especially focused on broadening our reach. So mm-hmm. we're looking specifically for volunteers from, you know, San Antonio, Waco, those further areas so yeah. we can extend our network and extend access. And we, for us, active volunteers, they could take one ride, you know, in a 1 year period. And we still consider that active
mm-hmm.
because we know that not every clinics operate the same way as most businesses do. So Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. So we know that some people can be hard for them to pick up a ride yeah. every single week. So as long as they're still trying and still communicating with us, we consider them active volunteers.
Nice. Well, you mentioned before we started Midwest Collective that you guys have been in touch with. What's the status of things or what are your relationships like outside of Texas?
Yeah. So, especially recently with everything happening with COVID-19 mm-hmm. and when the executive order occurred, that shut down effectively clinics in Texas. That's when we started saying, hey, we really need to start expanding out and seeing what other states are doing. Because we don't know when an executive order like this is going to happen again.
Yeah.
And at that time, we also didn't know how long that order was going to last, let alone how long this pandemic was going to last. So we reached out to other practical support networks across the country, one of which was the Midwest Access Coalition.
Mm-hmm.
And that they are focused obviously in the Midwest. So Ohio, Illinois, places like that. And they do similar work where they provide access so people can seek abortion care. And so we worked with them where if a patient couldn't receive services in Texas, that they were going to be utilizing the Midwest Access Coalition services once they left Texas.
Mm-hmm.
They could then request assistance from us on the Texas side. So we expanded from, hey, do you want to pick up this person? You're not taking them to a clinic. You're going to take them to the airport.
Wow.
And then they're going to go to Chicago or somewhere like that. So we have been trying to strengthen our connections with outside Texas organizations so that we can continue providing services no matter what happens.
Yeah, right. What's the status of that executive order right now? I haven't followed up with it.
Yeah, so right now clinics are open. The executive order was essentially overturned,
mm-hmm.
And clinics are now back open and considered abortion is considered the essential health care that it is.
Gotcha.
And so people are allowed currently in the state of Texas to continue seeking abortion care.
Awesome. And today is September 9th, 2020, just in case anyone's listening to this later. Okay. And well, good. And then you mentioned also that there are you've got some local initiatives. The Bridge Collective has some local initiatives going on in sex education, which is such an important component of this mission of y'all's also. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So that was another initiative that was born out of the executive order and everyone being like, we don't, you know, what can we do? So one of our other core members had connections with Jane's Due Process, which is a nonprofit that helps minors seeking abortion care in the Texas area
mm-hmm.
Receive judicial bypasses. And so what that is we started putting together essentially reproductive health kits that include things like Plan B, condoms, informational pamphlets, and a young person in the Austin area can text the James Due Process Hotline requesting one of these. Mm-hmm. They can request it just so they have it. They have it there in case they need it, or they can request it if they've had an unprotected sexual encounter in the last 72 hours and they specifically need the plan B. Mm-hmm. What we do is our drivers, when we get that request, our drivers will go and do a contactless drop off wherever the young person has said to leave the kit. When it first launched, it kind of was exploded, got super popular. We had to shut it down for a little bit until we got more Plan B, but it's a great service, especially because right now a lot of people can't, you know, leave their house as easily as they used to go pick up that Plan B. So it is another local service that we're offering where, you know, if you need it, you can request that safe reproductive health kit from us. And then the Bridge Collective drivers are going out and dropping those kits off. It also gave us a way to keep our volunteers involved. We have some older volunteers or some compromised volunteers who wanted to keep being involved in the movement, mm-hmm. but didn't feel comfortable just yet taking, you know, drives again, like driving people again. Yeah. So we offered this as an opportunity that, hey, you can still stay involved. And this is completely contactless. So it was a great new program that we've started with James Due Process.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Wow. And so working in sex education and still giving people access or, you know, supporting people's access to reproductive rights. It sounds like the Bridge Collective has really found ways to flourish during the COVID crisis.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, you know, we saw the challenge and we took it on and it didn't, you know, we let the COVID-19 challenge, we just extended our services and we're working harder and harder to make sure that access doesn't get lost in the pandemic.
Right. And yeah, we've seen as people get concerned about, you know, become concerned about housing and food, sometimes healthcare and especially reproductive healthcare can kind of be understood as like a second tier need. And it's so definitely not. It's such a good mm-hmm. thing to keep these issues at the forefront of people's thinking and at the forefront of their community relations and understanding of like what their rights to access are.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, Shannon, I appreciate your time so much. We will link to your website, which is thebridgecollective.org. And can people donate at that website if they'd like to contribute to the organization?
Yeah, they can donate. They can also apply to volunteer mm-hmm. At that website. So we also have a Facebook, Bridge Collective, the Bridge Collective. So yeah, they can donate and apply to volunteer at our website.
Awesome. And for folks who aren't necessarily like internet users, is there a phone number also, or is it do you mostly do the volunteer coordinating online?
That is mostly done online. Okay. So we typically will get, you know, an application in and then so that's typically done online. Mm-hmm. Our hotline, our telephone hotline is typically reserved just for people seeking rides.
Okay.
Mostly everything is done online.
Gotcha. And for folks who are seeking rides to an abortion clinic to access their reproductive rights, what number should they call?
Yeah, so our hotline our rides is 512-524-9822. And you would just leave a voicemail letting us know that you need a ride or any other, you know, practical support type service. If you need help with getting to an airport, getting an overnight stay somewhere, you can leave that information in the voicemail and then one of our volunteers will reach out to you. And then all of these services are at no cost to the person requesting them.
Awesome. Wow. Well, I'm just always in awe of the really excellent work that you guys are doing with people on such a personal and practical support basis. Thank you so much for your time, Shannon, from the Bridge Collective ATX. We look forward to keeping up with y'all in the future. Let us know if you have updates or anything moving forward.
Absolutely, will do. Thank you for speaking with us and getting the message out about access to abortion care.
Definitely. All right, well, we'll talk to you soon. Bye now.
Bye.